We're holding on Daf Yotes, and the Mishnah and the Gemara Amud Beis discuss at length mets, using mets for schach. The Gemara tells us there's differences in what it was made for, whether it was made for schach, or whether it was made for lying or for sitting. If it's made for lying and sitting, then it would be possible, because then it's mekabel tumma. It's able to become tummy, and therefore it can't be used for schach. We know nowadays many people use mats for schach. And I was once by someone's house, and he showed me that he bought a mat. Where did he buy his mat? He told me by a Chinese store. This mat wasn't the typical mats that they sell in the firm stores. This is a mat that he bought in the Chinese store. And the question is this mat okay? Is there any difference with this between this mat and the mat that they sell in the firm stores with the Heksher? Or is it all the same? But what we see in our Gemara is that a lot has to do with what it's made for, what it's made for, and what it's used as. And the Gemara says it depends on the size. Sometimes that is a way for us to figure out. Or it depends on how it was used in that place, the Paiskim say. It depends on what the manufacturer had in mind when he made it. And in many cases, when a person goes to a regular store and does not know, it is unclear, and it's hard to find out what exactly was the intention of the manufacturer, how it is used in those places, and at different times, in different places, it is used differently. They are used differently. Sometimes they're used as roofing, and sometimes they're used for other purposes, for sleeping, for lying. When a mat is made for schach by a firm company, usually it's clearly made in a way that's for that. The Poskim, the Shevet Levi, has a tshuva where he says there's a big difference when it's clearly different than other mats that are manufactured. And it's clearly in a way that this is made for schach. And it doesn't look like the other mats they sell in stores. Number two, it's made of the Heksher, and you know clearly what it was made for, that it was manufactured solely for the purpose of schach. However, if a person isn't buying it in a regular store, then a lot is unknown. A lot is unclear what it was manufactured for, what the intention of the manufacturer was, and how it's used. In the place it was made, in the place that he's buying it, how it's used. Is it the way of the people in that area to use it for other purposes, other than schach, for things that will make it mekabel tumah? This is a lengthy discussion, but in short, a lot of times it's not so simple that it's going to be kosher if it's unclear what it's made for. But over here, when a person buys it in a Chinese store, it makes it much worse. Because such a thing, when one would have to figure it out to do some research, but In this situation, it could be very clear that if you ask the manufacturer of these type of mats that they're selling in Chinese store, he'll tell you exactly what they're made for. He'll tell you clearly that there's no question about it. These are made for sleeping. And the person who's selling them will tell you as well that this is what he sells them for. This is what people are buying them as. And you know these mats are being manufactured and being bought for that. And it would seem more research has to be done. But and exactly which store, and exactly what type, but in many cases it would seem quite pretty clear, I should say, that such a mat would be possible. So therefore, it's very important that a person is careful to buy a mat that's usually, he should be careful, not only is it that it's not manufactured and used for sleeping and lying, but more than that, sometimes it's quite worthwhile to make sure that it's not even a question of what it's used for, and it's clear that it's made and used for schach. Like the types that are usually being sold in firm stores, the ones that are manufactured and used clearly for schach.